Old man Elias was the best fisherman the sleepy coastal town of Marrow's End had ever seen. But he wasn't just skilled with a rod and reel. He had a gift, a secret one. Elias could levitate fish right out of the water. It started when he was a boy. He'd stare at the shimmering surface, willing the trout to rise, and sometimes they did. At first, it was just a flicker, a twitch of fins breaking the surface. But over the years, he mastered it. With a mere thought, he could lift them, silver bodies glistening in the sun, suspended in midair before drifting gently into his waiting hands. The townsfolk whispered about his unnatural luck. "Elias never comes back empty-handed," they murmured, "even when the waters are dead." But no one suspected the truth until the day the rich merchant, Veldrin, saw him do it. Veldrin, a greedy man with a taste for the impossible, offered Elias a fortune to demonstrate his gift at the grand festival. Elias refused. "The sea gives what it gives," he said. "I don't perform tricks." But Veldrin wouldn't take no for an answer. That night, he and his men ambushed Elias by the docks, demanding he reveal his secret. Elias backed against the water, closed his eyes, and pulled. Not just fish rose from the depths. Every eel, every crab, every creature beneath the waves surged upward in a swirling, thrashing vortex. Veldrin and his men stumbled back as the sea itself seemed to rebel, water droplets hanging in the air like suspended jewels. Then, with a flick of Elias's wrist, the fish rained down, not into his hands but onto the men, a slapping, flapping deluge that sent them fleeing in terror. From that day on, no one bothered Elias about his gift. And if sometimes on still mornings the villagers saw fish dancing above the waves before vanishing into his bucket, they simply smiled and said, "Must be a good day for fishing." And Elias, the old man who could lift the sea's bounty with his mind, would nod and reply, "Aye, that it is."